VOA News. I'm Christopher Cruz reporting. Taliban insurgents launched a major suicide bomb and gun attack against a military base in central Afghanistan Monday. At least 126 security personnel were killed. The assault took place early Monday morning in Maidan Shar, the provincial headquarters of Wardak province, about 50 kilometers from Kabul. The key security installation was said to be manned by Afghan special forces assigned to the country's spy agency, the National Directorate of Security. A suicide bomber in Syria has targeted a convoy of U.S. and allied Kurdish forces. It's the second attack against U.S. forces in the past week. The U.S. military said there were no casualties among the U.S.-led coalition members. The effects of the partial government shutdown are becoming increasingly noticeable, with the Transportation Security Administration reporting that many of its staff have been calling out of work because they can't afford to get there. Associated Press correspondent Julie Walker reports.
You got some boarding pass. Come on inside for all gates, all flights, and all airlines.
The TSA has been experiencing far higher unscheduled absences during the shutdown, with workers not getting paid. Kicking off this busy MLK holiday with 8% of employees skipping work on Saturday compared to 3% a year ago. That forced screening areas to close at some airports, including BWI in Baltimore, where one of the three checkpoints had to be shut down. Still, TSA reports nationwide most passengers waited less than 30 minutes. It expects 8 million travelers to pass through its checkpoints over the long holiday weekend.
About 800,000 federal workers have been affected by the shutdown. This is VOA News. At least 10 people are dead after two Tanzanian-flagged ships caught fire in the Kerch Strait off the coast of Russian-annexed Crimea on Monday. At least 12 people were rescued. The rest are still missing. The ships had crews that were nationals from India and Turkey. Together, they carried 31 crew members. The European Union has imposed sanctions on the head and deputy head of Russia's military intelligence over the nerve agent attack on a former Russian double agent in Britain last year. The United States government, the disarmament ambassador Robert Wood on Monday, called on Russia to destroy a new cruise missile system, which he said was a direct and continuing violation of the Intermediate Range Nuclear Forces Treaty. Russia's communications watchdog opened administrative proceedings Monday against Facebook and Twitter for alleged noncompliance with the country's data laws. Zimbabwe's President Emmerson Mnangagwa has cut short a foreign tour to deal with unrest over fuel prices. Last week, police used force to crush protests triggered by the price of fuel being increased 150%. Mnangagwa ended his five-nation trip Monday. He had visited Russia, Belarus, Kazakhstan, and Azerbaijan. He was supposed to end it by attending the World Economic Forum in Davos, Switzerland. Instead, he returned home to deal with the protests triggered by the government's fuel price hike last week. Correspondent Columbus Mavonga reports for VOA from Harare.
On Monday, police arrested Zimbabwe Congress of Trade Unions leader Japheth Moyo as he tried to leave the country. He and another leader of the protests, Pastor Ivan Mawarire, are now facing subversion charges. Another 600 protesters are facing charges of violence. Morgan Comish, the vice chairman of the Movement for Democratic Change, MDC, accused the president of directing his security forces to beat and harass activists and labor leaders involved with the protests.
Venezuelan security forces have arrested 27 National Guardsmen after they allegedly revolted against the government of President Nicolas Maduro. The defense ministry said a, quote, small group of National Guard members had taken four hostages and had stolen weapons from an outpost in the Cotiza neighborhood of Caracas during a pre-dawn insurgency. You can find more on these and other late-breaking and developing stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. I'm Christopher Cruz, VOA News.